And so this would be Fall Lawns 5 for August 18th. 3, 2, 1. Lawns don't require much before going to bed for winter, but there is some care that they like. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Suggestions after this. 3, 2, 1. Your lawn isn't really demanding as to its needs prior to winter. First, check to see that all undesirable bedfellows, either weed or insect, have been controlled. This involves use of a herbicide formulated to eliminate dandelions, plantain, perennial chickweed, and others. Grubs and other harmful insect pests will be getting ready to dig deeper in the soil for their winter protection. Use an insecticide early while they're near the surface for best control. Second, autumn fertilization is one of the best treats that you can give your lawn. I suggest a good fall fertilizer now. This provides nutrients for building reserves to keep the lawn going through the winter months of dormancy and snow cover. During this period, there are few green leaves active in photosynthesis, nature's food-making process, and lawn grasses must rely on utilization of substances stored in stems and roots. However, during this period, research has indicated that roots may continue to absorb and assimilate nutrients from the late autumn or early winter applications of fertilizer. These nutrients aid in winter survival. Usually, the fertilizer applications are scheduled just prior to freeze-up. Third point, mow the lawn regularly through the autumn and check to see that the thatch, the undecomposed organic matter between the soil surface and the grass foliage, is not more than 2 centimeters thick. If needed, a power rake will thin this out. Finally, the last mowing or two can be made lower than the regular cutting height. This will prevent winter injury from slush and ice. I'm Art Drysdale.